All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we're looking at website design tips.
Specifically for independent creative.
Yeah, and how to make a website that doesn't just look good,
right,
but actually gets you clients and customers.
Yeah, gets you work.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So to do that, we're going to be looking at this article called Website Design Tips for Independent Creatives.
Catchy title.
And I thought maybe we could start with what this article calls, like, the portfolio website being your visual resume.
Yeah.
And this is something that, like, you know, we all know.
Of course.
We should be doing it. But,
yeah, but are we really doing it?
Right. Are we really treating our website as a visual resume?
I think a lot of people get caught up in, you know, having a really beautifully designed website.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is important.
Yeah.
But they forget that it needs to be functional.
Right.
And it needs to showcase your work.
And it needs to show what you can do for a client.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. And so this article really emphasizes using, you know, really powerful visuals.
Yeah.
Like high quality photos and videos.
The things that are going to grab people's attention.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, you go to a website and you're like, you only spend a few seconds on it sometimes.
Especially if you're a potential client.
Right.
And you're looking at a bunch of different people's websites.
You're like, next, next, next.
You need something that's going to make you stand out.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then moving on from there, this article talks about, if you have a product,
yes,
you know, if you're an independent creative who also sells things,
right,
it really emphasizes minimalism for e-commerce.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting.
Like white space and clean lines.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's because it helps people to focus.
Yeah.
When you have a lot of clutter on a website.
Too much going on.
Yeah, it's distracting. Ugh. And it's hard to know where to look.
You just bounce.
But if you have a clean, minimalist design,
yeah,
it's very calming and
right,
it draws your eye to the product.
I think I'm way more likely to buy something from a website that feels like clean and easy to navigate.
Yeah, for sure.
Than one that's like bombarding me
right,
with pop-ups and banners.
It just feels more trustworthy.
Yeah, and that kind of leads into this idea of user experience.
Yes.
Which is so important these days.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think especially on mobile.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. Like, I do everything on my phone now.
You too.
Shopping, banking.
Checking out creative portfolios.
Yeah, looking for people to hire.
Everything.
Yeah, so how do we make our website good for mobile?
Well, the article mentions testing.
Right, make it so, it says.
Yeah, but it doesn't really go into detail.
Whoa, what would you say?
I would say use a responsive design framework.
What's that?
It's basically a set of tools that help you to create a website that adapts to different screen sizes.
Yep, cool.
So whether someone's on their phone,
yep,
or their tablet or their desktop computer,
right,
the website will look good and be easy to use.
So it just like adjusts to whatever.
Exactly.
Okay.
And another important thing is to optimize your images.
Why is that?
Because large images can really slow down your website.
Especially on a phone.
Yeah.
Where you don't always have the best connection.
Right.
Yeah, I've definitely been on websites that are just like loading, loading, loading.
And then you give up because yeah, it's taking too long.
Totally.
And you go to a different website.
Exactly.
It loads faster.
And that also makes me think of, you know, you're talking about trust.
Yeah.
This article talks about showcasing your successes.
Yes.
To build trust.
Testimonials, awards, case studies.
Why do you think that's so important?
Because it shows potential clients that you're not just talking the talk.
You're walking the walk.
You're walking the walk.
Right.
You have a proven track record.
Yeah, like social proof.
Exactly.
Like if I'm going to go to a restaurant.
Right.
I'm more likely to go to the one with the line out the door.
Of course.
Than the one that's empty.
Yeah.
Same with a website.
It's the same principle.
Yeah. I want to see that other people have hired you. And been happy with your work.
And had success with you.
Exactly.
Because that makes me feel more confident.
Yeah.
In hiring you.
Totally. And so it's like you're building that reputation.
Yes.
Brick by brick.
Brick by brick.
With every testimonial and every award.
And every case study.
Yeah.
And that all leads to trust.
It really does.
Which leads to conversions.
Yeah. So to sum it all up.
For our independent creatives out there.
Your portfolio is your visual resume.
Use powerful visuals.
Minimalism is your friend if you have products.
Lots of white space.
Mobile optimization is crucial.
Test, test, test.
And showcase those successes.
Build that trust.
And that makes me wonder, you know, we've talked about all this stuff today.
Yes.
Visual appeal, mobile friendliness, trust building.
What can you do?
What's one thing that you listening out there could go change on your website right now?
To make it better.
To make it better.
Yeah.
It's always a work in progress.
It is.
But I think even small tweaks can make a big difference. So, yeah. Until next time, happy designing, everybody.
Happy designing.
We'll see you later.
See ya.
Bye.